Welcome to the Sunday Meditation for May 24th, 2020, hosted by the Community of Living Ethics in Umbria, Italy. Let's begin by bringing ourselves into alignment and contact with our inner self. Bring the focus of your attention inside yourself and utilizing several deep, calm, and rhythmic breaths, we find ourselves standing in our true center. And from this center, we relax any tensions that may exist in the physical body. And we bring the emotional body to a place of calm. And we free the mind from any extraneous thoughts. And from this place of relaxation, calmness, we raise and expand our consciousness, identifying as the soul. And we affirm this fact through the mantra of the self. More radiant than the sun, purer than the snow, subtler than the ether is the self, the spirit within my heart. We are that self are we. So let us stay with the reality of the self, allowing ourselves to expand into the deep silence and to perceive the note, the voice that is the signature of our soul. And standing as the soul, we affirm our intent to move through this global crisis, coming out of it as a renewed person, more complete, better equipped than ever before to carry out the work. So in this past week, the sun has entered Gemini, and we've already had the Gemini new moon. And today we are completing the first of six meetings dedicated to the laws and principles. And so with this completion, we also begin a new cycle of six, in which we will enter the laws and principles again by focusing on specific aspects. And today, we are focusing on the right relationship between past and future. So visualize yourself, identified in the soul, standing at the midway point between your past and your future. As we gaze back, we visualize that part of our history that has already been written. With its many events, many experiences, its many memories. And we embrace this story as ours and irradiate the past with our acceptance, our love, and our gratitude. It is like looking at one of the twins in Gemini, Castor, the familiar and experienced one who has already lived life as fully as he or she can. And now we turn our gaze to the future. And we visualize the unwritten story. It may be unwritten, but it is alive and present as potential. It lives inside the higher unconscious. It is the light waiting to be manifested in form. And we become aware of our relationship with this part of our life, our future, the story yet to be written, and the lesser-known twin who is part of this story, Pollux. So as a soul, we stand at the center between these two stories, between these two ways, between the earth already traveled and the heavens yet to be explored. We become aware of the presence of past and future, that which has already happened, and the potential that exists. Standing at this midway point, we are between karma and dharma. And both as individuals and as one humanity, we find ourselves standing at this point of right relationship between the poles of past and future, inquiring as to the qualities that this right relationship will bring forth. And standing in this place of reflection, we perceive ourselves as we are, standing in the energy flow of the law of right relations, the law that allows us to harmonize the differences and the contrasting aspects and the various phases of our life. The law of right relationship that allows for each event to find its right place. And standing in right relationship, we sense a great reservoir of energy that we can draw upon in order to find balance in every relationship. and we feel ourselves surrounded and embraced by the presence of the law of right relations. Allowing us to find right proportion and right balance. And if an image or symbol emerges that captures the feeling of this state of balance, welcome it into your heart as a magnet to be cultivated. And standing in the present, we open ourselves to the full awareness of our human and our divine nature. We are the soul, and as the soul, we stand in a vortex of events. We are part of the world. And yet we are not spun out by this vortex. Standing as the soul, we become a firm, stable, and calm point that receives and distributes light and love and will all around. And we visualize ourselves applying the law of right relations in our life. Visualizing ourselves and others and the world around us in right relationship. And standing as the soul, we are not caught up in the currents of worldly events and swept away. We stand steady in the current of light and love and higher will. And now let's connect with our brothers and sisters around the world, who see themselves called to serve the birth of a new civilization. We see a great network of light. This is the new group of world servers, the like-hearted and like-minded souls who are called together to bring light into the world and to restore the plan. So as part of this new group of world servers, we now turn our attention to the overlighting guides and masters who watch over humanity. And through this deep inner connection, we open ourselves to impression so that our minds can be imprinted with a vision of renewal. We ask for the aid that these guides can give, and in turn, we offer our commitment and collaboration. And standing as one group, together with our guides, we sound the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And we see ourselves as this one worldwide group, a great chalice, receiving the energy that has been invoked by the great invocation. And we see the light and love and power of the spiritual realms fill our chalice. And what we receive in blessing, we give as a blessing. So imagine us lifting the chalice and pouring out its contents into the world and seeing a great wave of light and love and higher will flowing out from the chalice in ever-widening concentric circles to surround the whole planet, to infuse humankind, all the realms of nature, both visible and invisible. Let us bless our world. And to this blessing, we add the energy of courage, of support, and healing for all humankind, for all beings. And standing in the joy of the soul, we radiate our enthusiasm, our creativity, and our deep trust in the new possibilities that this crisis allows us to birth. We are agents of renewal. Renewal happens through us in all that we think, say, and do. Our task is to serve the good, the true, and the beautiful. so be it.